The Salvation Army is doing some serious backpedalling after one of its senior members went on Melbourne radio and said it was the Army's belief that gay people should die. The Salvation Army has apologised and says the statement by one of its members is not its official position. Simon Lauder reports.
The Salvation Army's stance against homosexuality has been the subject of some bad headlines lately. The Salvation Army responded by placing its position statement on sexuality under review. But the man responsible for Salvation Army media statements in Victoria, South Australia, Western Australia, Tasmania and the Northern Territory made matters worse with an interview on Melbourne radio station Joy FM late last week. The interviewer, Serena Ryan, had been reading the Salvation Army's handbook and wanted to know whether Major Crabe endorses it.
That says, according to the Salvation Army, that I deserve death. How do you respond to that as part of your doctrine?
Well, that's a part of our belief system.
So we should die?
We have an alignment to the scriptures that's our belief.
The whole saga is a nightmare for the organisation's head of social programs, Major Paul Moulds.
And on behalf of the Salvation Army, and certainly on behalf of myself personally, I apologise to our clients, to our volunteers, to our staff. If for one moment they've thought, what is this organisation? What are they saying about me? I just want to apologise that was never the intent of, I think, even what Andrew said on that day.
Major Moulds says the Salvation Army stands by what the Bible says, but may need to reflect on what that says about the Salvation Army.
What I care is I gave my life to this organisation because I care, and that's not the message. That's not the sort of message I want to be associated with.
So how do you explain that the Salvation Army Handbook of Doctrine still has that quote from the Bible which basically says homosexuals should die?
But, mate, see, it doesn't mean that. What should have been done in that interview is it was qualified. The Bible passage referred to is not talking about physical death. It's using a metaphor to talking about there are things in our life that separate us from God. And it's saying that those things lead us to spiritual death, and that part of who we are as a people on the spiritual journey is to become spiritually alive again. Now, yes, homosexuality is included in those things, but so is gossiping and arrogance and pride and covetousness of money. It's not like even talking about homosexuality per se. And I accept that there are many theologians today, Christian theologians, who are questioning what was the meaning of that. What was the meaning of homosexuality in that context? That's a debate that's happening in the Christian world. It's certainly happening in the Salvation Army, and we're on a journey in that place too. But I can assure you it does not mean what it's been led to say that it means.
The Salvation Army's head of social programs, Major Paul Moulds, speaking to AM Simon Lauder.